Now, there's been a lot of talk about this Nick. Nick comes up a lot in all of his recent episodes. So give us some more details about Nick. What do you know about him?
Nick is a really nice kid.
He's a kid. Okay.
Well, I mean, anybody under 30 is a kid to me.
Okay. So he's under 30.
He's under 30. He's in his mid 20s.
Okay.
He's a really nice kid. We got to hang out with him quite a bit on Wednesday evening. He came over and the two of us probably got the drunkest of the four of us. Because it was me and Ron and Nick and Big Fatty. And I had had 3 vodka tonics. And then Nick and I of course, I'm repeating some information here from the Fat One show. But I found a brand new bottle of something I'd never seen before. And that was hot ginger Jägermeister.
Yes, that's one of my questions, too.
Yes. So we did, between the two of us, Nick and I polished off half a bottle of that. So, yeah. So that, hence why we had to drive Nick home.
Why? But, why couldn't someone record that car trip?
Nice kid, very hardworking. He drives for a well-known packaging company. And, yeah, he's a good kid.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's in his mid-20s. Downtown, things will be great when you're downtown.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 32 of the BFO for Far Right. The 26th of June, 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my Wednesday and Thursday. Yes, me buddy. Pride 48ers, yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It is going well. Yo, you're Pride 48ers, because y'all, as you know, tonight, for right, at 8:30 p.m. in the evening Eastern time, y'all, it is the kickoff show of the Pride 48 live streaming weekend for 2020. We'll have a 30-minute welcome show hosted by the Suits. And then at 9 o'clock, y'all, as has been tradition for the 11 years that we've been doing the live streaming event, the bar will be set extremely low. Big Fatty, outdo yourself every year. It just gets worse and worse. Will do his little show. Now, y'all, this does not take the place of today's little show. No, Big Fatty, because we're listening to it. Well, that's true. But in case you're unable to tune in live for right night, y'all, I will be rebroadcasting these little shows at a future date and time. Yes, Big Fatty, just an evergreen, just evergreen. But y'all, if you are gonna be there, I will tell you, I have prepared nothing. Big Fatty, we would be disappointed if you did. And so, y'all, I'm going to be looking for a lot of Axe Big Fatty questions. And y'all, it's bound to be a train wreck. Big Fatty, it's like going to NASCAR. We just go to see the wrecks.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all tomorrow. Tamari, the 27th of June. Very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, if you're a longtime listener to the BFO, you know about... Two years ago, y'all, my Northeast Strait daddy and his wife, y'all, they were about to have their child. Yes, McFetty, and she was incited. It's true. And y'all, and then on the 27th, here he comes, y'all. He is the Northeast Strait baby. Y'all, it's Logan. Oh, big baby, we love little Logan. And y'all, I think he is two, I say two, on Saturday. But y'all, I can't be sure because, you know, I don't remember shit. And as you know, my Northeast Strait daddy has unsubscribed, but that's okay. But y'all, I guarantee he will be around on Sunday because, you know, that those game night gals are participating in the Pride 48. Big Fatty, who opened the crypt for that? Well, anyway, but y'all, I doubt that Logan, the Northeast Strait baby, has got a Twitter or a Facebook. Well, who knows? He might. But y'all, if you see my Northeast Strait daddy in the Pride 48 chat room, tell him to wish little Logan a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets not just a piece, but a big old icing-covered, sneezed-on cake. Yes, baby! Receive word that the Hat Cave is officially sold. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is excellent news, y'all. I'm telling you, it was a effortless process until the very end, and then it was just, you know, there's gonna be a little hurdle or a stumble or whatever or a setback. But y'all, Thursday afternoon, about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I got word. Y'all, I was on the phone with my youngest brother when I got the testimonium, closing completed. And y'all, I'm now awaiting the wire transfer to the estate Ducky account, and y'all, then I'll have to be writing probably the biggest checks of my life to my brothers, and we'll just go from there. Yes, McFetty, it's all very exciting, it's true. But anyway, y'all, I think I told you, I didn't tell you because I didn't recode. Oh, no, yeah, I did. I recorded yesterday's little show, because this is Friday. Big Fatty, you're good. It's sad. It is sad. But anyway, y'all got home about 10 p.m. in the evening on Tuesday night. And y'all, Wednesday, y'all, it was so nice to be back in my own bed. But y'all got up Wednesday and had my coffee and brofkus and everything. And y'all, then I was off. Y'all joined Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive at the famous toastery, and y'all again, nobody in there but us Old Fox. Yeah, that's what it was. And y'all, what did I have? Oh, I had the grilled chicken Caesar wrap. And y'all, after we had lunch, y'all, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as a new on hump day. And y'all, once again, not crowded in the Von's East. I was very pleased. Y'all, I had several coupons that I wanted to take advantage of. And y'all, they have Von's East has its own little freshly prepared thing, or things that are made up, but you finish preparing them at home. Y'all, they were offering, I hadn't seen these before, it was bacon and cheddar baked potato skins. And y'all, I said, you know what, I'm going to try that because they were on sale and they had a coupon. They have these in the bakery. They have these little bitty pies. And I mean, they're probably the size of a salsa, maybe a bread plate. Y'all, they were on sale, buy one, get one free. And everything in the Von's East Bakery is just delicious. Y'all, I wasn't going to get one, and then I saw that they had a peach pie. Y'all, I hadn't had peach pie in I don't know how long. So I got one of those. Y'all, it was only $2. And y'all, then they had a big old 2.5-pound rack of prepared baby back ribs. They will buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. I got me a dozen eggs. Y'all, I had a coupon for, I was going to try the Z-Quil. You know, that's kind of like the melatonin, but it's the, I think they, I don't know, they put something else in it too. So y'all, I had a coupon for that, so I got the gummies. Fanny. Y'all, they had the good Caesar solid, chopped Caesar solid. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had a mojo rotisserie chicken. On special, so I got one of those. Y'all, and they have these Panera, cups of Panera soup. It actually is more like a big old bowl of it. Buy one, get one free. And so, y'all, I got some lemon orzo soup, and I got a baked potato soup. y'all, they had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon that if you bought two of them, you got $2.50 off. So, y'all, I really cashed in on that. Y'all, they had the Butterball turkey roast breast on sale. Got one of those. I got me an onion. And y'all have spent $56.67, but I saved $38.48. Yes, me buddy. Y'all, I was real pleased with the way the savings worked out on that. Y'all, the coupons, sometimes you can kind of hold on to your coupons until things go buy one, get one free, and then you get a double whammy. But be ready. Y'all, after that, came back home and unloaded everything because I had the ice cream. And y'all, I went over to the Sam's Club to get petroleum products for old Ruby Red. Y'all, it was... $1.85 a gallon. Y'all, believe it or not, at the Sam's Club in Hatlanta, y'all, I paid $1.73. Y'all, it is very unusual for Hatlanta to be cheaper than Charleston. I mean, it's just unheard of. Big Fatty, these are strange times we are living through. It's true. Y'all, then, after that, y'all, it was raining. It was rain came down. So I wasn't able to get out and nipple walk. And then, old Vader, old Big Fatty, I'll take it from here. Okay. Old Vader came by and was helping me, test the stream, for Pride 48. You know, my little show, Hello
poodle is Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in the morning, and it's just going to be lovely. Unlike Big Fatty's first time on Pride 48, where it was 20 minutes of silence, mine is going to be a cavalcade of celebrities and stars and some trips down memory lane, and it's just going to be lovely. So please tune into that. Veda helped me test the stream, and it worked just lovely. So all right, but and then Durwood stopped by. Y'all, he had had young Nicholas. Young Nicholas picked him up a case of wine, and he wanted to stop by and get a few bottles of that. You know, he leaves it here for Fridays at Fatty's, which we're not having one today, y'all, because it's Pride 48. But he picked up a couple of those. And, y'all, while I was in Atlanta, I gave Durwood my ire. Gave him my air fryer to try out because he's heard me rave about it. And so he did. And, y'all, he loved it. He loved it. Now he's having to research to see which is the most expensive one, because you know he's pocketbook. Then after that, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine. Had a little bit of trouble getting to sleep on Wednesday night, but once I was asleep, it was just lovely. And y'all, it was cloudy. It was cloudy. And y'all, we had a heavy rain. On Wednesday night, and Thursday morning woke up, and it was cloudy, so I was able to, y'all, I woke up before 7 a.m. in the morning. I rolled back over, and I didn't get out of the bed till after 9, but had my brufkas and my coffee, and y'all, I headed out on my morning nipple walk, and I was about 4,000 steps into it, and y'all, the rain started coming down, and y'all, I got home just before the bottom opened up. Big Fatty, that sounds like that Kyle of the Gayish or a fucking Dan, the bottom opening up. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that, but anyway, what was I saying? So y'all, I just came on in and sat on the veranda while the rain was coming down, and I took my shower, and now I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, cause y'all, a little sad news to pass along, y'all. You know Patrick Plain and his husband Michael up there in the New York City, y'all. I got a message on Saturday that they had to put down one of their puppy dogs on Saturday night. Pom Pom was the puppy dog's name, and he says was such a blessing in the light of their lives. She was a destructive demon, and at times in her youth. But just such a blessing. You may have seen that on the face space. But y'all, if you see Patrick Plain on the face space, send him us. Just send him a big old hashtag Woodhaven. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, I said yesterday I had some happy news also, and y'all, I just want to let you know that on Two I Say Tuesday, Moose P and his hubby Kyle, y'all, they got married. They got married. So if you see Moose P, wish him a happy I don't know what you wish him. A happy marriage. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Lotso. They'll be doing their show on Saturday afternoon. And Haunt Cub, what have you got to say about Big Fatty?
He's in his mid-20s.
If he thinks you're in your mid-20s, he's in worse shape than you are.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.